you spoke about a treatment with red kaolin, white kaolin, compared to a foliar insecticide and a control.
White kaolin is essentially a natural product that's been filtered for a certain particle size, and it's the product itself is naturally white. When we say red kaolin, what we mean is that we've taken the white kaolin and we've added a dye to it to make it a red dye to make it essentially pink in color.
And the white kaolin is commercially available to growers, but the red kaolin is not?
That's right. So the red kaolin is essentially experimental, and we're trying to find commercial collaborators who are interested in commercializing it, but it's not commercially available right now.
So when you looked at these four treatments of the red, the white, the foliar insecticide, and the control, what were the difference in the level of psyllids?
The foliar insecticide treatment did reduce, initially significantly reduce the number of Asian citrus psyllids per plant. However, as those trees grew more in response to that treatment, eventually actually the number of psyllids per plant became greater than the untreated control, mostly because the plants were larger. Both of the kaolin treatments had very low psyllid numbers relative to the two non-kaolin treatments. Initially, we found differences with greater reductions in the red than the white in terms of Asian citrus psyllid numbers per plant. However, as the study progressed, we didn't find that continued. So but at this point in the study, cumulatively, we're not seeing those differences. We're just seeing basically kaolin or not kaolin in terms of Asian citrus psyllid. Now, in terms of disease transmission, we did see differences. So we didn't find a single positive plant for Liberibacter in the red treatment until about 15 months after we planted. In the white, we saw some positives about 15 months after we planted, but both kaolin treatments delayed infection relative to the other two treatments. So the foliar insecticide treatment and the no foliar insecticide treatment both had relatively high infection rates. At this point, they're very close to 100% infection. And in the kaolin treatments, they're between 50 and 60% infection right now. So significant delay in infection, but of course, nothing is stopping infection.
Okay, so not only did the kaolin show some effectiveness at reducing the number of psyllids, but also some positive effects with growth. Juan Pablo, can you tell us what you saw with the red and white kaolin when it came to tree height?
Yeah, so in terms of growth, when we're talking about tree height, we have significant higher tree height in the red treatment compared to the white one, while both particle films increase tree height compared to non-foliar insecticide and foliar insecticide treatments.
What did you find when it came to leaf area?
Well, in terms of leaf area, there was no significant difference between our red kaolin and our white kaolin, but they were both higher in terms of leaf area compared to non-foliar insecticide and foliar insecticide treatments.
Which treatment had the greatest effect on canopy volume?
Well, then, in terms of canopy volume, it happens almost the same that for tree height, where red kaolin trees were significantly higher to the white kaolin treatment, and both non-foliar insecticide and foliar insecticide were smaller in terms of canopy volume compared to the kaolin treatments.
And finally, how did the kaolin affect yield?
Well, so we just assess really early yield, so it's early yield quantification. It's not an economic yield yet, but as far as the trial is going, red shows significantly higher yield compared to the use of just white kaolin, and both non-foliar insecticide and foliar insecticide, they have significantly less yield.
For Southeast AgNet, this is Tacy Callies.